Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I hope this is more than just an appetizer. I hope it is food for you, because God's Word is living and active. It's not me. It's God's Word. And when we listen to God's Word and put it into practice, it makes all the difference in our lives. It really does. His Word is living. His Word is active. Says Scripture. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Think of that. The Word has the power to change us. Open your heart as we look at the readings for today. Today we're commemorating the African martyrs who died between 1885 and 1887 in Uganda. And They must have been very brave people, but they also so deeply relied on the Lord. And you know, let me just say this very briefly. I did a couple of mission trips to Uganda, and the people are wonderful. They're interested. You can tell it. They're there. They're crowded around. They're seeking. They have a very good foundation here in the deaths of Charles Lwanga. But my memory of those trips is just settled so deeply in my mind because they really are a people of great faith. Here, so much comes to us. I know this last year has not been easy at all for anybody. But apart from that, there's so much about our life here in the U.S. that's good that we forget how many people are in distress all over the world and suffering in one way or another. Brothers and sisters, let us honor St. Charles Lwanga and all of his companions. They were the African martyrs around 1885, as I said, to 1887. Brothers and sisters, they really came in to touch lives, to change lives. Please, let us be that in our own little mission area. Might be our neighborhood. Might be our church. I don't mean you go around preaching. I just mean you're kind, you're understanding, you're forgiving, you're hopeful. People will turn to you when they recognize those things in you. They'll ask for help. And help all lies in God. But teach them how you pray. How often you pray. Help them. God wants us to do that. The opening prayer for today says this: O God, who have made the blood of martyrs the seed of Christians, mercifully grant that the field which is your church, watered by the blood shed by St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, may be fertile and always yield you an abundant harvest through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this next reading in the time we have, but let me just say to you that this first reading for today is taken from the book of Tobit, chapter 6, not a book we often read. When the angel Raphael and Tobiah had entered Media, and we're getting close to Ebatana, Rachel said to the boy, Tobiah, my brother. He replied, Here I am. He said, Tonight we must stay with Raguel, who is a relative of yours. He has a daughter named Sarah. So he brought him to the house of Raguel, where they found seated by his courtyard gate. They greeted him first. He said to them, Greetings to you too, brothers. Good health to you, and welcome. And he brought them into his house. Raguel slaughtered a ram from the flock and gave them a cordial reception. When they had bathed and reclined to eat, Tobiah said to Raphael, Brother Azariah, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman, Sarah. Raguel overheard the words, so he said to the boy, Eat, drink, and be married tonight, for no man is more entitled to marry my daughter Sarah than you, brother. Besides, not even I have the right to give her to anyone but you, because you are my closest relative. But I will explain the situation to you very frankly. I've given her in marriage to 7 men, all of whom were kinsmen of ours, and all died on the very night they approached her. But now, son, eat and drink. I am sure the Lord will look after you both. Tobiah answered, I will eat or drink nothing until you set aside what belongs to me. Raguel said to him, I will do it. She is yours according to the decree of the book of Moses. Your marriage to her has been decided in heaven. Take your kinswoman. From now on, you are her love, and she is your beloved. She is yours today and ever after. And tonight, son, may the Lord of heaven prosper you both. May he grant you mercy and peace. Then Raguel called his daughter Sarah, and she came to him. He took her by the hand and gave her to Tobiah with the words, Take her according to the law. According to the decree written in the book of Moses, she is your wife. Take her and bring her back safely to your father. And may the God of heaven grant both of you peace and prosperity. Raguel then called Sarah's mother and told her to bring a scroll so that he might drop a marriage contract stating that he gave Sarah to Tobiah as his wife according to the decree of the Mosaic law. Her mother brought the scroll and Raguel drew up the contract to which they affixed their seals. Afterwards they began to eat and drink. Later Raguel called his wife Edna and said, My love, prepare the other bedroom and bring the girl there. She went and made the bed in the room as she was told and brought the girl there. After she had cried over her, she wiped the tears and said, Be brave, my daughter. May the Lord grant you joy in place of your grief. Courage, my daughter. And then she left. When the girl's parents left the bedroom and closed the door behind them, Tobiah arose from the bed and said to his wife, My love, get up. Let us pray and beg our Lord to have mercy on us, to grant us deliverance. She got up and they started to pray and begged that deliverance might be theirs. And they began to say, Blessed are you, O God of our fathers. Praised be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all creation praise you forever. You made Adam and you gave him his wife Eve to be his help and support. And from these two, the human race descended. You said, It is not good for the man to be alone. Let us make him a partner like himself. Now, Lord, you know that I take this wife of mine not because of lust, but for a noble purpose. Call down your mercy on me and on her, and allow us to live together to a happy old age. They said, Amen, amen, and went to bed for the night. Brothers and sisters, these stories from the Old Testament really indicate that a faith was building, a faith was growing stronger. They were making decisions that their lives may become truly Christian. You don't just become Christian because you say you accept the Lord as your life. It's your whole life. How Christian are we? In every situation, how Christian are we? I get angry sometimes. I have to repent for that. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I won't give you my confession here, but we're all affected by that. But blessed are those who fear the Lord, and that's what we want to be. A people who fear. That means to respect, to put him first. Doesn't mean to be frightened of him. Fear the Lord means just that we abide by his word and follow him as closely as we can and ask forgiveness when we fail. God knows you're not perfect. He knows none of us is perfect, but he forgives us every time we come to him. So let's take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, Which is the first of all the commandments? And Jesus replied, The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Look at the beginning of Christianity. How confused we were. It called that we be given the gift of faith. And we were in our baptism. We have faith. Have you put it in your back pocket? Have you trampled on it? Have you turned away? Sometimes it's a very good practice when you wake up in the morning to say, Jesus, I belong to you today. Lead me in the way you want me to go. You might sense nothing. That's all right. That means go right ahead and do what you're doing, as long as it's good. Go right ahead. Brothers and sisters, he loves us, and his desire is to conform us to him. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, big mistakes. But he loves you. And when you ask for forgiveness, it's granted. It's granted. But sometimes it's so hard to ask God's forgiveness because we don't want to acknowledge our sinful behaviors at times. We don't like to own up to them. But please do, because God will draw closer and closer to you as you cleanse your soul for him. Just one thing at a time, but open your heart to him. Because he loves you and he wants to enfold you. He wants to draw you to himself. You won't feel anything, but my goodness, do they know it in heaven? He will rejoice that another soul has come to him, that another soul has gone from being lukewarm to being truly Christian, truly Catholic. Please, brothers and sisters, just start with one thing. But ask God to bless you. And especially, as the gospel tells us, especially to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's, I think, about the hardest thing we could be asked to do in daily life. But it's what brings us closer and closer to the Lord. So let me close this program with a prayer for each of you. Father, thank you for giving me life. Father, I know one day that I'm coming back to you. Please, please help me as a son or a daughter of yours. Help me in all the little ways, starting with them, to trust him and to follow him, to do what he would do. You know, I often say that to the Lord. God will hear your prayer. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.